All right, let's bounce, Maria.
Welcome to Sticky Pickles. Ever found yourself stuck in a pickle, knee-deep in a dilemma? Question is, what do you do now? I'm Maria.
And I'm Carol, and this is Season 2, Episode 6 of Sticky Pickles. Lousy Valentine and the Office Debacle. All right, Maria, my friend, you are up first. Tell me about Lousy Valentine.
Okay, so we have Anna. We have Anna.
We've got Anna.
We've got Anna and her boyfriend, Eve.
I love Eve.
Eve. I actually really love that name, so I've been dying to use it. Eve. And they've been boyfriend-girlfriend for about 5 years, and they're in their 20s, so they... You know, they're each other's first real studies. Mm-hmm. But yeah, they've been together long enough. 5 years is quite a good amount of time. And they have a strong tradition of giving each other really nice gifts for major holidays. So like for Christmas or birthdays or anniversaries.
Yeah.
But I don't know. Maybe it's COVID. I'm not really sure what's going on. But Anna said this year, the gift-giving situation has been going downhill. And at Valentine's especially, it went south
okay,
real bad.
Can I interject at this point? Mm. So mm-hmm. I have been married, I don't know, 15 years, right?
Mm-hmm.
And we've been together 15 years. And our gift giving has been quite difficult as of late because it's just hard, right?
Yeah.
You know, they don't really want very much. You know, like all their needs are met. It's not like we need a new blender.
Yeah.
And you're not supposed to buy people vacuum cleaners or household appliances, right?
You're not supposed to.
No. But that's what I do. Anyway. Okay. Yeah. Anyway, I'm just saying it gets hard as the longer you know somebody, I think.
I agree. And they're really, really into gifts. Like that's their, I don't know if love language is legit or not. I hear that's kind of BS, but let's just say it is for a moment. That's their love language.
Totally, 100% with you.
Yeah, and I'm with you. After you've been together for a while, it gets really hard because it's just like, I've gotten you everything and we're good now. What do you want, like a tea set? Like, we're out of stuff. So in Anna's case, she has been dropping lots of hints to her boyfriend that she loves sparkly things. She loves the finer things in life. She loves jewelry.
Is she talking diamonds? Is that what she's saying?
You would think so, but she actually really likes costume jewelry, like loads and loads of the cheap stuff that you can layer. Because she's really young, so she's not, nobody's going to be buying her like a Tiffany.
Right.
I don't know. She's talking about like, you know, the stuff that you can interchangeably mix and match with your outfit. Really inexpensive things that you can get at like mall kiosks back in the day when malls were a thing that people went to in person. And costume jewelry, I think, is most people know. So this very inexpensive, like high school students buy this stuff. I used to wear this stuff when I was in high school. Loved it. And she's dropping these hints to her boyfriend because, well, he's a stylish guy. He's a graphic designer at a nice agency. So he understands what style is. He's very well appointed himself.
He's got money and he knows what style is.
He doesn't have money, actually. He's still early on the ladder because he's in his early 20s, right? So agency work when you're at the beginning.
Yeah,
right?
You're
not usually making that much when you first start, unless you're really lucky, I guess. So he understands style because he studies it. He lives it. He loves to wear things himself that make a statement. And, you know, the objects in their apartment aren't just useful, but they're also like really beautiful, too. Like he's one of those people.
Yeah.
And he's also very practical. So for Valentine's, he just went to Anna and said, listen, you don't even need to guess what I want. Just, I want a vacuum cleaner. I want this vacuum cleaner specifically.
That's so weird.
Yeah. No. That's why I was laughing when you said it, because I was like, have you read my story? He even told her specifically which vacuum cleaner he wanted. And she was like, okay. And goes to Amazon and buys it for him. And there it is. And that's what she got him. Because when your loved one says, I want this, you're like, okay, I'll get that for you, sweetie.
Yeah, totally. 100%. After 5 years, totally.
Yeah, of course. There's no need to guess anymore.
Easy peasy lemon squeezy, as long as it's within the price range.
Yes, and it was.
Yeah.
So for them, I guess, especially because they're really young and COVID and all that stuff, money is super tight this year. Super tight.
Okay.
So Anna is like, listen, Eve, I got you your vacuum. You know that it's coming, and I don't know what you're getting for me for Valentine's Day, but please, something inexpensive, like under $20.
Right.
Is fine. Like you just, that's fine.
Let's leave our cash for other things because we have no idea what this year is going to bring. And
yeah. And you know, bills have to be paid. Rent's got to be paid. So,
and we've got a pretty sexy vacuum cleaner here.
Yeah. So Eve says, okay, sweetie, I got you. So, she sees him sort of hiding something small in a little tiny little box. And he's like, yeah, it's inexpensive. Don't worry. I stayed in the budget you said. And she sees the tiny little box and she's getting excited because she's like, oh, you know, you could fit a bunch of rings in there, maybe like a bracelet. And then the big day comes and she opens the box and it's a $20 gift card to buy whatever she wants.
So I can see where this is going. Yeah.
So she goes to him. I told you the things I like. It would have been within your budget. Would it have been so hard for you to like to use that money like on Amazon if you so desire and like buy me some nice things from you? So she asks him to return the gift card because she's super disappointed in him for not taking the initiative to like buy her a little trinket. Is that the right call? Whoa. Is she justified in feeling this way? What do you think?
Well, justified. I have no idea if she's justified in feeling that way, but I kind of think like she kind of said make it cheap, but did she say make it special?
No, I think she assumed that was implied.
Yeah, and it's kind of weird that if he did special gifts all the time, suddenly this year he doesn't
have a gift card.
That's a bit odd. Like maybe he's planning to move out, which is why he asked for a vacuum cleaner because presumably they already had one, right? And he's planning to ship out.
Maybe.
and he's a bit of a clean freak. And wants his Bosch or Miele vacuum cleaner to do the job for him.
He wants his security deposit back on their apartment. That's what he wants.
Exactly.
He's like, listen, I get $200 back or whatever the deposit was.
Okay, but would it have been worse? Okay, what's worse? A $20 gift card or a bunch of DIY tools if she's not into that shit at all?
Yeah, I mean, the
or toilet paper, $20 worth of toilet paper.
I mean, I think it's tricky because, like, me personally, I would not have minded at all, but it sounds like she's the kind of person who really wanted him to buy a thing, like a thing from him. And then to be like, no, you need to return this gift card and go do it again.
Okay. In my view, in my personal view, I feel that the most important holiday is one's birthday. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Right? Because that's the one day that is yours.
Right.
In a way, or you're the person you love or the person whose birthday you're celebrating, which is a really special thing, unless you're a twin, in which case it must suck. Or triplet. God.
Hey, any multiples want to be on the podcast? Let us know.
There's so many kind of weirdly manufactured things. And if people made stuff, if someone made me a cake on my birthday.
Oh my gosh. Amazing. Yeah.
Right. Yeah. Beautiful thing. It's a beautiful, beautiful thing. Or if someone, writes you a song, right? Or someone makes you a card. Those things are all cute. I don't know why people have to spend buckets of cash on every single holiday that's inspired by
some marketing exec.
Stores.
Yeah. No, I'm 1,000% with you. Completely agree.
Calm down, Anna.
Jeez, Anna. Yeah, it becomes
you got what you asked for.
Yeah, setting expectations is an expectations clash. And I think he changed his tactic and she wasn't expecting it. Expectations slapped up against each other, I guess.
I mean, there's so many things to be angry about or disappointed. The Valentine's Day gift.
Well, let's say this was her birthday, though. Well, okay. Let's just hypothetical this one. Like,
okay, I need $20 gift cards, her.
Yeah.
And then if she goes, okay, I think the first answer to that should be, what is this mm-hmm. for?
Oh.
Right? Because he might say, oh my God, I know that you love jewelry and I didn't know which one to get you because there's like three of them and my budget was so tight. So I wanted to choose with you so you could show
me. Oh my God,
me.
What a nice save. Eve, if you're listening, that's what you should have said. You did it. You did it.
There you go. Yeah. I did it. My first sticky pickle.
Oh
success.
My gosh. That is what a nice pivot that was. Woo. You saved it.
Okay.
Done and done. Hey. Done and done. We can close this one out. That is pretty brilliant, I gotta say. I didn't know what to get you, but I wanted to be with you when you chose, so I got a sense of what your taste is. Oh my gosh. That is brilliant. Ugh. Yeah, because see, if you had asked me that, if you're like, what's this for? I'd be like, it's for Amazon. Because I'm an idiot. I'd be like, it says Amazon on the card. How is it not clear to you what this is for? It's for Amazon. Enjoy. But I'm also that person that would have been like, here's a $20 bill. Go get yourself something nice. So,
yeah. Have fun.
Yeah, go enjoy yourself. don't spend it all in one place.
Yeah, it's like three coffees at Starbucks. Disgusting.
You your sticky pickle is the lunch debacle. So tell us about that one.
Well, let me introduce you to Petal Dubois.
Petal Dubois.
Isn't that gorgeous? Petal Dubois.
I love that name. Oh, can that be
also French name? There you go. It's the Frenchy episode. So Petal Dubois is one organized lady. So, for example, these are all things I don't have. All her photos are tagged and organized.
Brava.
In her closet, she has like outfits that she's worn, pictures of it. So she avoids repeats at work. She gets up 2 hours early to work out, meditate, shower, dress, make, you know, make her lunch all before she gets the kids up. Okay, she is organized.
Oh, could never.
Me neither, yep. But I'm amazed by these people. I mean, I find them kind of just wondrous. It's a bit like, what's that show on the Netflix thing, The Minimalist, like clean out your crap, you hoarders?
Oh, Marie Kondo. Yeah, Marie Kondo. Yeah.
She doesn't need one of those at all. Now, so while most of her colleagues at her job, right, they're happy with the local calves, limp, soggy sandwiches, or watery tomato soup with stale croutons, right? Petal Dubois loves a good lunch. And she says it's the most important meal of the day. And she doesn't just brown bag it, right? She doesn't just brown bag it. We're talking like homemade bagels with like smashed avocado and cress, or like leftover stir fry with spring rolls, you know, or chili and some rice. You get the idea, like two die for lunches.
Oh my God, could she cook for me? Oh my God, sounds amazing.
I know. I never did that when I worked in an office.
Me neither.
I just pigged out on the crap and got fat. off the shit like, they served in the cafeterias.
Yeah, for me it was lasagna and a Tupperware. So
that sounds pretty really good, actually.
It looked
that's
disgusting.
Better than the corner store ham and cheese sandwich.
Yeah. Well, sometimes it was that too.
but Petal, despite these the die for lunches, has discovered she's got a problem, and Maria, maybe you can help her fix it.
Okay.
The problem is that bits of her lunch seem to be disappearing from the office fridge. For example, her slice of peach cake she brought on Monday, poof, disappeared. Now, she didn't say anything at that time. Like, maybe she forgot it at home, she thought, but it happened again, right?
Yeah, you don't want to make accusations baselessly unless you really know something's up. Yep. Mm-hmm.
Yep. Veggies and dip on Wednesday disappear. Gone, right? So Petal's consulting you. She's like, Maria, what do I do, right? What can I do here? Like, it's twice it's happened.
Oh, that sucks. Ugh. Okay, my brain has gone in two very different directions. My first thinking was you get a mini fridge for your desk and you put a lock and key on it.
I asked my niece earlier, I told her this story, and that's what she said. That was her second answer.
She's like,
get a little fridge by your desk.
Yeah, and they make really tiny ones now. So you get a little fridge for under your desk and you put a lock and key on it. Nobody, unless they walk away with your fridge.
Yes, good point.
Chain it to your
desk. You could even have a lock box in the fridge, right? With a combination lock.
One could.
God, TM, that business idea. I bet there's loads of lunch stealers in the office.
Oh, there are. Because the other method that, so my last day job, this was actually a problem because we had a sort of a rotating cast of very fresh out of college sales guys who had zero scruples about stealing like the nice marketing ladies' lunches. So I hope this doesn't gross anybody out, but there was a nursing room where women would store their pumped breast milk. Oh, so some of us would keep our lunches in there because we knew that they were not going in that room. And they were.
Oh, I see. Okay, God. I thought they were going to be drinking that as well.
Yeah, I was trying to avoid mentioning that. But no, nobody did that.
God.
Because I know that that is a thing in some corners. Most people were like, that is a line they will not cross, is trying to steal someone's breast milk. So that was another option. A third one I could think of is making your lunch look as disgusting as humanly possible. Like, a peach cake is very tantalizing, but what if you make it, like, look like shit?
Put some green food dye in it.
I don't know. Yeah, or
yeah.
I'm trying to think of like hiding it in a really grody looking bag. Like if your presentation is nice, people are going to be like, oh, fuck yeah. And they're going to take that. But what if you find like the most scratched up, like paint peeling, go to a charity shop and find like an old cooler bag that just looks like it's been through a war. People are going to be like, all that's in that bag is a grody ham and cheese sandwich.
Stop making it look so frou-frou, Petal.
Yeah, exactly. Like, don't put it in a nice glass, like, cake dome thing. Like, don't do that. Put it in a piece.
Don't take the bows off your sandwich.
For real. Make it look disgusting. Nobody's going to want to eat it.
See, the thing that's bugging her is she doesn't know who is doing this, right? She has no idea who's doing it.
Like, she will never find out. Yeah.
She even has the idea of going to IT and asking them to search for emails that contain the keywords pedal, lunch, and funny. To try and find out who it's doing.
I mean, could also poison your food and just see who starts vomiting.
Interesting you say that.
Oh, no. No, I'm joking. Oh, please don't tell me she does this.
But she's unnaturally angry about all this, right? And she's literally suspicious of everyone. While she's very organized, she is not subtle, right? So she's kind of like trying to be sly with her, just one more thing, like her Columbo-style-y questioning, and it's fooling no one. Mm. And no one's talking. But the thing is, it's the most fun they've had in the office in ages.
Oh.
This huge, like, you know, Petals lost her lunch and look at her clop around in, you know, in anger.
Oh, God, they're all in on it.
No, they don't know who it is either.
Oh, they don't? Oh, okay.
They don't know who it is. It's a bit of a Banksy, right? No one seems to know who it is.
A bit of a Banksy. Yep. Okay.
But Petal comes up with a plan, right? After some hard thinking, she realizes she actually doesn't care who it is. She just wants her freaking lunches to be left alone.
Yeah.
So she starts to secretly revolt up her lunches. So it doesn't put poison in them, makes them look delightful in appearance, but affects the taste quite dramatically.
Oh, God.
So like her coleslaw looks deliciously tempting, but it's drenched with fish sauce.
Oh, that sounds great to me, though. I love fish sauce.
Well, she also opens up a cigarette and shreds the tobacco over her pad thai salad.
Oh,
to look like little shallot, spring shallot stuff.
Oh, yeah, that's gross.
And her bread roll is not filled with pate, but with cat food.
Yeah, okay, that's pretty gross. Yeah.
But not deathly, you know?
No, you won't die from that, but you
So in a word, what do you think about that? I don't know. I think that's pretty genius in my book.
That is pretty funny.
And it works, right? Within a week, all messing around with her lunches comes to a crashing halt.
Yeah.
And never an accusation or a peep was ever made about it again.
God, that's some delicious retribution. Ha ha ha. I don't know. I'm uncomfortable.
That should have been
it.
My title.
Delicious retribution. I don't know. I would never have done that, but I don't doubt that somebody would.
But what would you do?
I just never put my stuff in the communal fridge because that actually had happened to me many times.
Yeah.
And this happened to me, especially when I was really flat broke and I did not have money to go out and buy lunch. So this was like, I was brown bagging it because I had to.
Yeah. And you're pissed off.
Yeah. Because I was like, that was all I had. And it also had like my afternoon snack in it. So I just would keep it at my desk. I
don't care if the tuna and mayo goes off. I'm in.
It's not going to go off for 3 hours. It's fine. You know, put an ice pack in it. You're fine. So yeah, I just stopped using those fridges entirely. That was why. Because that has been a problem for me at like three different jobs that I've been at. And I'm just
actually,
like, I'm
that is the
this.
Answer. That is the answer, isn't it? It's like put a Ziploc in your freezer, right? Get it all with full of water and then use that as an ice pack in your lunch, and you never have to use a communal fridge ever, ever, ever again.
Yeah, unless you're like working in the Sahara and your food's gonna, you know, reach
Florida.
Unsafe. Yeah, but they got air conditioning, right? So, like, unless you're gonna be somewhere where it's gonna hit an unsafe temp, most of us office monkeys, it's gonna be fine.
Yeah. See, we're different like that. I was brought up by a doctor. There's no way I touch anything. Like, if mayonnaise is out for more than half an hour, I'm like, can we throw that out?
Really? Oh my God, no. I'm the exact opposite. I'm super gross with my food. Me and food safety, not friends.
Oh, well, it's a good thing there's no ocean between us. And that wraps it up. That's it for this week's Sticky Pickles. If we made you smile, you know what to do. Subscribe and review.
You can get in touch with us on social media. We are at Sticky Pickles on Twitter and at Sticky Pickles Pod on Instagram. Anything else you can find on stickypickles.com.
Yay! Goodbye, farewell, see you all next week.
Auf Wiedersehen. This Sticky Pickles episode was created, hosted, and produced by Maria Varmazes and Carole Terrio. Inspired by the internet, embellished by us.
Yay!
Yay!